In anticipation of Halloween and in the spirit of Throwback Thursday, this week's Environmental Almanac goes back to 2005. Here's Rob Cantor.
Halloween is upon us, the one time of year people put up spider webs at home instead of taking them down. It's also a great time to celebrate and explore some of the things that creep us out, like spiders. Since children are usually a little more open to these subjects than adults, I've enlisted the young naturalists from my house, Jane and Will, to help out with today's show. Let's start with the basics. Kids, are spiders insects?
No!
Spiders have 8 legs. Insects have 6.
Yeah, and spiders have only 2 body sections. Insects have 3.
Besides that, all insects have antennae, and most have wings.
Spiders don't.
There are more than 500 species of spiders found in Illinois, more than 3,000 in North America. The big ones, like tarantulas, orb weavers, and wolf spiders, tend to get the most attention, but they represent only a small portion of the spiders all around us. And spiders are all around us. In an often repeated bit of wisdom, which I pass along here without scientific confirmation, you're never more than 3 feet from a spider. Spiders thrive in and around buildings, on trees, in grass, under rocks, and in caves. There's even a spider that lives most of its life underwater, using air bubbles trapped in silk to breathe. Kids, does this mean we're in constant spider danger?
No!
Some spiders with fierce names, such as the rabid wolf spider, are really harmless to people. Others, like the black widow, live up to their names.
Trapdoor spiders live in burrows underground. At night, they wait by the door and spring out to capture insects passing by.
Spiders can parachute. As you may remember from Charlotte's Web, spider young send out a balloon of silk to be carried away by the wind.
A bolas spider swings a strand of webbing like a sticky tetherball to catch moths out of the air. Is your spider sense tingling yet?
We sure hope so.
This year, think spiders for Halloween.
Rob Cantor's children, who sound every bit as young as they are in this recording, might want listeners to know that one of them is now a sophomore at the U of I, while the other is a junior at Champaign Central High School. This Environmental Almanac throwback was produced in 2005 by Jay Pierce. To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see lots of photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as communication coordinator.